about the game tonight?
Oh, we gave it away in the first 10 minutes. We're a lot better team than we played in the first 10, and we got played better after that. But first 10 minutes, we let them get their speed, and that was our fault.
Coming back to Winnipeg?
It was good. I mean, it's where I played my first game, so it's always going to be special.
Shane, just those first 10 minutes, when you compare what you tried to do to Chicago, what you did, were you surprised that you weren't able to execute the way that you did that night tonight?
I wasn't surprised. It started with me. I mean, that goal is a direct gift from me. I turned the puck over at the blue line. That's how they go in and score. It wasn't that we were surprised. It was that we just didn't do it. And give them credit. They took advantage of it, and they got some guys that can skate, and they played well.
How did it feel in the first period when you were flashed on the video screen and you got a standing ovation?
Obviously, it was pretty special. I mean, not too often you get to experience something like that, and very, very grateful and thankful for that. I mean, it meant a lot to me.
Shane, talk about the Jets' defense. They kept it the outside all night.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't very smart early on, and we let them kind of get set up, and once they got the lead, we kind of got back to playing the way that we should be playing, and give them credit. Pavlik played well, and their D played really well.
Thanks. Were you okay with getting through the rest of the time?
Yeah. You expect that. I mean, you're your opposing team, and you're playing against their team. That's more than okay with that. That's good. That's fun. That's what fans are supposed to do.
That's true, but I think you might have got a little more than other visiting guys may have.
Well, yeah, that's okay. They were so generous and gracious with the standing ovation. I actually didn't know what to say or to do. I felt it was very nice.
We can all move on from this, probably.
Yeah, we can get going and play now.
Yeah.
As a forward, is Dustin Byfuglien, in your opinion, one of the harder defensemen to play off just because play against, just because he's so big and he can skate so well?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that obviously made the All-Star game last year, and he gets recognized as being one of those guys that is very good. And there's no doubt about it. He's a guy you have to be accounted for, and you have to make sure that you know when he's on the ice, because he likes to join the play, and you have to try to limit his opportunities.
What about Pavlik tonight? Was he doing anything?
He was just good. He was good all over. He was big, and he was made the first save on everything. Didn't really leave anything too far out. Most of if there was rebounds, they were pretty tight, and their D-men did a good job of clogging up the middle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.